bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
This is Zach in high school and his orchestra playing, sent to him moments ago from his orchestra teacher. And so there you have it. He's got proof. He played in the orchestra because his orchestra teacher sent us the file and we put it on the air. That's how important, that's how great, that's how powerful 101.7 The Truth is. 833-212-1017 is the number. Y'all still tripping. Yeah, X-Files was it, though. I mean, it was like, I love X-Files. Some of the stories kind of freaked me, you know. They kind of freaked me out, but, you know. For the most part, I am a staunch. Like, if there's something, let me think of it. What makes a show something that is your favorite show? Right? You know what it is for me? I can watch all the episodes. I have seen every single episode of Miami Vice, and I have seen every single episode of X-Files and all the movies. And I can watch any of them in any order and know where they stood and where they stand and what season it was in and who was doing what and who was where. This is weird. You know, really? 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 Al, really? Really?
Hey,
how many black people did Seinfeld have in it? How many black people?
Well, he had one major black character played by Phil Morris, who is the son of Greg Morris.
That don't count.
You remember Greg?
I know who Greg Morris is, and I know who Philip Morris is.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Jackie Childs was hilarious. Watch that last episode.
I don't care. I'm never watching Seinfeld. I'm never watching.
Bob Newhart?
I only watched Bob Newhart at 8:30 on Saturday night because my mother was, that's what she let us watch. Because
so
she was watching
Bob Newhart take Bob Newhart and pretend like all the Seinfeld cast are Bob Newhart's patients.
But I didn't choose to watch Bob Newhart. I didn't wake up in the morning on Saturday after cartoons that actually didn't have black people in them and decide to watch Newhart. My mother said she watched Newhart. She watched Bob Newhart at 8:30, and I think, what, Mannix came on at 9 o'clock? Because Bob Newhart was on CBS and Mannix and all that. So, but I'm trying to remember who came on after Bob Newhart.
It was like Mary Tyler Moore.
That was at 8 o'clock.
It was Bob Newhart.
Mary Tyler Moore and Bob Newhart, Saturday night, 8 and 8:30.
And was Carol Burnett on?
Carol Burnett was 9 o'clock. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway,
and then Sunday night was roller derby. Sunday night was roller derby, so you had to watch roller derby. That was our WWE. It was too violent. What? It was fake.
My grandmother liked wrestling on Saturdays.
Ooh. Ooh.
With the Crusher.
Ooh. And then they had all those TV shows on Channel 32 in Chicago from like Europe, like the Avengers. With Patrick McNee and all that. So, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I thought I'd let you know that. Okay. You have a good day.
All right. Take care. One black person. See? Even black people. Hey, look, we got one black person. I'm sorry. That was mean. But at least I admit it, right? At least I'm consistent. You don't have to shake your head. Like, dude, like, you know, see, this generation, they don't like know how to be subtle. They don't understand how they just speak their mind. Well, look at that. That's stupid. Like, really? Well, look, she fat. Like, what are you saying? Like, what? It's like they don't care. You know what it is? They don't care if they get canceled. They'd be like, oh, you canceled me? Okay, bye. It's like, wait, where are you going? I was just, nope. You cancel me. I'm gone. Goodbye. It's terrible. It's just terrible. But we got to put up with them because, you know, somebody has to pay Social Security.
Number 5.
You know that wasn't me. From JS Online, one of the state's most popular governors is considering taking another shot to run for his old office. Tommy Thompson, who was governor from 1987 to 2001. Said this week he's seriously considering joining the 2026 Republican primary for governor. I'm still looking at it, and I'm seriously looking at it, says Thompson, 83, in an interview on WTMJ. So that what goes into it, but no decision has been made. Just thinking about it. But anyway, it goes on to say, but it's certainly something that is not too far removed from my brain. Of course, they called him, but he didn't return the call to JS Online. If elected governor four times and served as, well, he was elected governor four times and served as President George W. Bush's health secretary. In more recent years, Thompson served as the president of the University of Wisconsin, then known as UW System, leading the constellation of universities through the coronavirus pandemic, stepped down in 2022. How you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Well, Thompson would scramble the Republican primary field that has already been disrupted by the abrupt departure of Whitefish Bay Manufacturing CEO Bill Berrien. So Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany are the only major Republican candidates in the field today. That would be interesting. 83 years old. He would actually be older than Donald Trump. That's a lot. There's a lot of things going on around the city. There's a lot of things happening around the city. There's a lot of things that we have to deal with. And I'm at a point now where do we need to start looking at some types of things and crimes that are on the books and start either mitigating them or coming up with alternative sentencing? Things of that nature, because sometimes, you know, I mean, I get it, but some guy got in trouble for stealing, like, scrap metal.
Number 4.
From Fox6Now.com, a 49-year-old South Milwaukee man is accused of stealing scrap metal from his employer and selling it. So am I to understand that scrap metal that you're throwing away, that they're going to sell it? Or if it's scrap metal because it was extra from something else you made, like, he stole it? Well, he's accused, Jonathan Arston, of stealing scrap metal and later selling it. He faces a single count of theft, valued $2,500 to $5,000. According to the criminal complaint, a Franklin police officer was sent to Zone Mechanical on South Fifth Street February 6th to investigate a theft. Officer spoke with the warehouse coordinator, who indicated the defendant was an employee at Zone Mechanical and that on February 5th, he was observed on video taking copper piping from the business. The investigating officer watched the surveillance video, entered the business after hours, and is seen selecting copper pipes and assorted items from the scrap metal bin, placing them in his take-home work van and leaving with the items. It was $3,167.40 worth of copper piping. And he sold the items for $320. Okay, so now we got to go, what are you, dumb? He regrets taking these items from the business and knows it was a mistake. Bond was set at $500. His initial court appearance was a couple days ago, and now he is prepared to have a preliminary hearing on the 13th of October. So, does he have any priors? Does it matter? A $500 cash bond? Really? Stole $3,000 worth of copper piping. Admitted it. And then sold it for three. First of all, we need to talk about this guy, where he went to school, and did he really pass math the way he should have? Rule number one. You sold $3,000 worth of copper piping for $320. It was worth 10 times. 10 times. You sold it a dime on the dollar. He deserved to get caught.
Number three.
We have a Glendale shooting update. We talked about it the other day. A deadly shooting in Glendale left three children without their mother. Glendale police said late Monday night, we talked about it the other day, someone shot 45-year-old woman. Family identified the victim as Kamonte McFarlane. McFarlane, loved ones gathered at her home yesterday night, bringing balloons, candles, and photos of her. Family says she was a mother of an 11-year-old son and an 8-year-old twin daughter. She was a great mom. She was a great mom. She took after her mom. She took those kids everywhere they needed to go, and I'm proud of her, dead or alive. I'm proud of my baby, said Beverly Coleman, McFarlane's mother. McFarlane was a dental hygienist at Milwaukee Health Services for nearly 19 years. That is unfortunate. That is so very unfortunate. But we got to remind people, some things should never happen. And so, you know, heart and prayers go out to that family. Somebody did it before, and people were upset about it, and it happened again. But usually when you do certain things, you can have a bad outcome. And I keep telling people and keep reminding people, but nobody seems to listen to me. If you shoot at the cops, you're going to go to jail.
Number two.
From Fox6Now.com, a 31-year-old man was taken into custody in Milwaukee yesterday after a shots fired incident. Well, what happened? Well, according to police, officers were called out to 89th and Lynx, just east of 91st and Bender, around 4:40 in the afternoon to check for a wanted suspect. And while on the scene, officers encountered the suspect, who ran into an apartment and fired shots toward the officers. No officers fired their weapons. No one was injured by police. But, of course, they identified him, the 31-year-old man, who eventually surrendered and was arrested. The suspect's firearm and illegal narcotics were also discovered. Rule number one, If you are being chased by the police, do not run where there are guns and illegal drugs and drug money. I'm just saying, you know, it's just a friendly reminder. Think of it as a public service announcement for the Black community and the white community and the Hispanic community and the Asian, Pacific Islander, and Native American. Stop. Or better yet, just don't commit a crime.
Number one.
Okay, you ready for this story, Zach? You ready for it? The federal government is still closed. Okay, we're done. So we're on day two. They're still closed. They're probably not going to open up anytime soon. So, anyway. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, I guess I'm going to go to the talking text line. Now, I told, look, you know how I can get people to talk about movies? Tell people don't talk about movies. Remember I said I was talking about TV shows and not movies? Now everybody's listing all the movies they want, which is exactly what I want. Yeah, whatever. 833-212-1017 is the number. Mari said, before I go, take a break, did you watch All in the Family or MASH? I watched both. If so, what did you think of it? By the way, I'm a huge Seinfeld fan and Al is wrong. Jackie Childs was a minor, albeit memorable character. There are no Black major characters in Seinfeld. Of course not. Of course not. And yes, D'Angelo, I know that, yeah, Debbie Allen is going to be the director of the new A Different World. Thanks for reminding me of that. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, I'm going to tell you now, if my two favorite characters or three favorite characters aren't in there, right, then I'm not going to watch it. Okay, let me just be straight. If Jasmine Guy is not if Jasmine Guy is not in A Different World, there's really no reason for me to ever watch it again.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Chaka, 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 Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I want to do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you want to do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I want to do. I want to love you, want to hug you, want to squeeze you too. But let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I want to rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me want to scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Your band could never play that. Not a band at my high school could play that, Chicago Vocational. I'm just kidding. High school orchestras were really good. And it didn't matter where they came from. Because I think music is one of those universal things that no matter what it is, you just got good at it. So, because DJ Brother Z and they're rocking to Chaka Khan. And she's got to be, what, 72, 73 years old now? She's up there. Dude, really? Really? She got shoes older than you. And the shoes look better than you. Some people can't take nowhere. 23 minutes after the hour, it's 70 degrees right now. The low tonight is going to be dropping down to 61. Winds are from the south, southeast at 10 miles an hour. And tomorrow, tomorrow I should probably click 10 day. And then that'll probably tell me exactly what tomorrow is. 10 day weather looks like Friday. High of 85, mostly sunny with a 3% chance of rain. Saturday, 85, sunny with a chance of 4% chance of rain. And then Sunday, it drops all the way down to 80 with a 2%. Looks like it's going to be a hot, hot weekend. Take an umbrella or take a fan. Take something because it's going to be hot outside. 833-212-1017 is the number. From WISN.com, Siobhan Williams, the mother of the 7-year-old boy that was kidnapped that we talked about a couple months ago, and it was captured on surveillance video, will not face any criminal charges related to the abduction, despite having been labeled by police as uncooperative with the investigation to locate her son. 12 News Investigates has learned. The investigation into Ms. Williams is now complete, and we will not be issuing charges against her, Milwaukee County Chief Deputy District Attorney Jeff Aldenberg said yesterday by email. Williams, 25, had been in Milwaukee County Jail since July 13th, 2 days after the surveillance cameras captured two people jumping out of an SUV near 61st and Houston to snatch Jamal White. One of the people can be seen holding a gun as White's father retreats to the home as White runs up the driveway. The other kidnapper is seen carrying the boy to the SUV. The two abductors return to the SUV as a third person drives away. The suspect was sparked an Amber Alert. It was all over the place. And the following day, July 12th, police found the boy at a home near 39th and Lloyd. And while White was missing, court records revealed the abductors called the boy's mother 40 times. They wanted $100,000 in cash and jewelry in exchange for the boy. A police investigator recalled the boy telling investigators, according to the search warrant affidavit in the case, Jamal stated on the first day he was with the man. He heard the man on the phone with his mother, identified as Siobhan Williams, and heard Siobhan tell the man that she would pick Jamal up. The same document indicated investigators grew frustrated with what they described as a lack of cooperation. And so I guess they took her into custody for obstructing, which is weird because anyway, guess it didn't matter because DA said it didn't matter. Because of her contact with the police, Department of Corrections issued a warrant for her probation violation. 12 News previously reported Williams was on probation for an unrelated case and her probation status is currently under review. Three individuals have been charged in the kidnapping. Corey Williams, who is not related to the boy's mother, Fabian Johnson, and a 14-year-old boy whose case is in juvenile court. According to the complaint and the search warrant affidavit, Corey Williams told investigators he, Johnson, and the 14-year-old planned to rob the boy's mother, whom the trio suspected was a drug dealer, but you really didn't know. But when she wasn't at home, court records show they decided to rob White's father at the house where the kidnapping took place. So I'm going to say something, and I know somebody's going to get mad. Would you let your 7-year-old get abducted in front of you? I mean, like, if you point the gun at me, I might pause, but I can't second guess another person's actions because I wasn't there. And it sounds like you're saying this person should have like been shot and killed or something. And I'm not saying that at all. I understand fully. It's a decision that was made and it was a split second decision. And it is what it is. I would love to know, be a fly on the wall to find out what exactly happened in that story, in that instance, that issue. I mean, of all the people you could have chosen to dredge up and rob, why me? Interesting. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. Fawn said, I hate MASH and Friends. I like Frasier. Why do people like Frasier? Did they get their free therapy from Frasier since he was a psychologist or something? Anyway. Wayne said, Dr. Ken, if there is a remake of A Different World, you could easily play the role of Colonel Bradford Taylor. No, I couldn't. No way. Absolutely not. They'd have to put a cop character in there. Can't put no military character. What's wrong with you? Ugh. Anyway. LT said he got his parachute pants on now. Ugh. Somebody said, how do I feel about Good Times? I liked Good Times, but it reminded me when I was growing up how poor I was. Now, granted, I never grew up in the Jets. So that's what we call the projects. I never grew up there, so I felt like I was kind of okay because I didn't grow up in the projects. That's just me. I'm just saying. Demetrius said, Jasmine Guy, Kareem Hardison, Daryl Bell. Hey, what's up, frat? Sinbad, Don Lewis, those are the only characters that need to be on A Different World. You needed some of the extra ones. What was her name? Cree Summer? You needed her because she was the really weird Canadian. You know she's Canadian, right? The weird Canadian, like pot-smoking, you know, herbal tea-drinking, you know, one of those. What about Charlene Brown, who wanted to be a medical doctor? So, yeah, I thought that's pretty cool. Dimitri, no, we're not going to say that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm not going to repeat what he said. but as long as Jasmine Guy, Kareem Hardison, and Daryl Bell are in it, I'm okay. I never really got a big thing for Dawn Lewis. Even though she wrote the theme song. Because when they hired her, and I saw on an interview when they hired her to do the show, they didn't know that she wrote the theme song. Because you know if they knew she wrote the theme song, they would not have hired her. They'd have been like, chick, we paying you twice? Yes. And every time the song gets played, she gets paid. So I'm okay with that. But Sincere is right. Movies and scripts and music in the 80s. You just can't beat it. You cannot beat it. I mean, yeah. And then y'all listen to that nonsense now with mumble rap and all that other. Look at it. Real, real. I turn shorty up. Sitting on that 1942. I got my 42. Oh, you got your 42. So we're going to sing about having a 40 ounce. Like, think about that. Like you're going to sing about. Now, watch this. My generation, we'd have just drank it and didn't tell nobody. You're going to sing about a 40 ounce. Can you say dumb? I'm just saying.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You got to tell that story now on the air because
I met Phil Collins. Not met him, but I found out about him through Disney's Tarzan. Like most millennials and Gen Zs.
Not in the 1980s when he wasn't born. Not Miami Vice. Cartoon Tarzan.
Trash in the camp.
There's no help. There's
You'll be no in help. My heart? Banger.
There's no. What's the world coming to?
Man like me? Oh, man. That's playing at my wedding.
Are you serious?
I made it just to play the whole soundtrack at my wedding.
Okay. Okay. All right. We can't take him with us nowhere. We can't take him. Didn't Robert Downey Jr. make that song?
I thought Phil Collins did the whole thing.
I don't know. Guess we'll see.
Chances are you'll find me somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
That doesn't belong on Black Radio. We're going to turn that off. So, I'm just kidding. 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's actually rapping about a 40 cal. I know. I know that. I was trying to play it down from that. Fon said he's rapping about a 40 cal. I know. That's why I said 40 ounce, because I didn't want people to talk about a gun, but. Okay. Did Sinbad? I thought Sinbad was okay now. It says Sinbad had a stroke. I heard he had a stroke, but I didn't. I thought he was okay by now. Interesting. Yeah, interesting. Dr. Ken, how you feel about Good Times? Like I said, Dr. Ken, we've been through this already. I cannot believe this was real and caught on camera. But on what? What was real? Okay, so now people are typing the lyrics to In the Air Tonight in the chat. That is how much it takes people back. I can't think of any music. Like, what music takes you back, Zach?
Phil Collins.
Back to where? Last week?
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking 1980s. You're talking like, you know, September 22nd. Okay. Can't take it. Somebody said Wrangler jeans music. Wow. Wow. Babar said, when the wedding? I guess who's in the wedding?
Will you marry? The better question.
What do you mean? Well, I guess you got to have somebody to marry, huh? Yeah, that might work. That might work. In his case, it might work. It might work. 833-212-1017 is the number. Are you familiar with Burberry, the luxury store? Well, they dismissed their head of diversity, sparking questions of whether the luxury fashion house is signaling a broader retreat from diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. What efforts are you making in diversity, equity, and inclusion other than hiring people? They're letting people go in a broad restructuring of 1,700 jobs because can't nobody afford to pay for Burberry. Because it's expensive. I get it. Hey, can y'all hold on a second? Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Hello? No, I didn't, but I'm on the air live, and you're on the air live, so yes. Bye. And that's the quickest way. Now, you didn't hear the person, but that's the quickest way to ensure a person never calls you. They knew they were on the air because I let them know. The company announced that Jeffrey Williams, Burberry's global vice president of colleague attraction and inclusion, was let go amid a broader restructuring plan that aims to cut 1,700 jobs worldwide by 2027. They said Williams is being phased out as part of the company's overhaul, and as a part of a wider restructuring, Burberry has chosen to integrate responsibility for diversity, equity, and inclusion across the organization. This reflects a belief that DEI should be embedded throughout the culture and owned by leaders across the business. The successful transition from a centralized function to a shared responsibility will help ensure long-term sustainability. Can't argue with that. So now each unit is going to have to do it. You don't get stuck off in the side in the corner pretending like you're doing DEI, but not really doing it. Now, here's the question. Do you want DEI or do you want a job? Do you want somebody, and this is to Burberry, do you want somebody who can attract black people to you, or do you really not care? Black people are just an extra added person to sell to because in your mind, black people can't afford it. I wonder. Because all those things like Louis Vuitton and Burberry and Gucci, yeah, they get made overseas. And United Kingdom has a punitive tourist tax and tariffs imposed by the U.S. under President Donald Trump. So you might want to buy it, but when you're done paying the tariff, you're not going to want that because it's a percentage. And some of those purses are like $6,000, $10,000. Are you really going to pay a 22% tariff on a $10,000 purse? You're going to pay an extra $2,000, $2,200 on a purse? Come on. But they were making out like bandits, selling to black people, but not really, you know, working with black people. See, my question is this. I don't really care what you did in diversity, equity, inclusion. How much money did you spend in my community? How many things did you support? How many organizations did you make sure they fed hungry children? Put clothes on backs, went to schools and helped kids develop the skill set, their preternatural, what's the word I'm looking for? Their preternatural abilities, right? Those things you're born with, right? Like we call people a natural baseball player or a natural this or a natural that or a natural runner. Things you're born with. Can we make those great and then do it? But we don't do that. We sit here and we play around and we pretend, but we really don't do anything. We really don't make any change. We really don't have an initiative. We just have a face. And when we say we're giving money to something, we give money to the NAACP, the Urban League, big, you know, some organization that works with black people. But they don't really affect the lives of black people. I don't think it's ever going to happen. Somebody said there were 1.7 million Disney cancellations over Jimmy Kimmel. So I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's boring. Sorry about that. I had to sneeze. Jimmy Kimmel, don't. Burberry, a business, we sold you a product you liked. End of discussion. That makes no sense at all. Anyway. Yeah. Not really. City girl said no personal calls while on the clock. Okay. That makes no sense. And so the only reason profit is a motive is in order to save money, they cut employees in order to have a better bottom line. That's why. Diversity really had nothing to do with it. Diversity is a throwaway position like public affairs. Like I can train all the other heads of the departments and directors and managers to talk to the press and handle internal communications. So I don't really need a vice president of public affairs. It's just, you're a liaison. You're a person who kind of fills in and talks to people when the CEO doesn't want to. Y'all silly. I'm not. See, y'all be saying stuff in the chat. I just can't touch it because you're going to get me in trouble. I would literally, this would literally be my last show if I read some of the stuff that's in the chat. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Yeah. Every time I see it, I know it was a 40 cal, not a 40 ounce. Okay. But by the way, just in this last minute I got, have you thought about dual citizenship, finding out where you're from and then having citizenship in that country? I've thought about doing that. And so I'm thinking about going through dual citizenship in a country I trace my roots back to. And it's a collar country of Benin, of Nigeria. And I was looking at the region, and then I read a story yesterday that Boko Haram, since like 2009, has killed like 100,000 Christians because they're Muslim and they don't like them. And so I figured, I guess the only place I'm going is home.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's been one of them days, y'all. But we made it through. It is going to be a long weekend. So have a great weekend. Denise Thomas is in for me tomorrow. I am not on assignment. I am off. I is.
Oh, well, Dr. Ken is on assignment.
No, I'm not. Sherwin was on assignment. I haven't harassed him. I got to stop in next week and harass Sherwin. I haven't harassed him in quite a while. I got to call him and mess with him. I'm just saying. Hey, I also want to remind you that Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship football. And Friday night, the Hilltoppers celebrate homecoming against rival West Dallas Hale Huskies. Kickoff is at 7. Friday night football is on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. I want to say thank you for hanging with me. Thank you, DJ Brother Z. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. I'm out. See you later on the chat. Don't work too hard.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.